Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
So welcome back to the second in our Get Ready for Love series. Thank you so much for sending in your messages last week after the first one. So glad that it's resonating and hitting the spot is exactly the kind of guidance that I needed. I struggled so much with dating and finding love. And Vicky, as most of you by now know, was the love coach and the wingwoman that helped me completely transform my love life. So it's so exciting to be able to have her in the hot seat asking her all the questions that I was asking just only a few years ago, actually. It's only about 4 years ago when you were helping me. So today's question is one that we hear all the time, actually, and it was a real big one for me. What can I do if I hate online dating? Because I think that is a real block for people. And I remember when we first started Project Love and our first pilot course of Get Ready for Love, that was the biggest thing that came up for people. We're like, where do you find yourself struggling in your love life and dating? And they're like, online dating, because I hate it. Or I refuse to do it. You know, and that was my thing for a long time. I was just like, I am not going to do online dating. Like, I am not going to get to that point where that's necessary. I'd rather just be single forever. Of course, I then discovered, you taught me a different way. You showed me a different perspective on it all. So yeah, what is your advice to people who are really resisting online dating?
I think many people are feeling really burnt out and exhausted by modern dating, particularly because of online dating. Because it's in your pocket, you can, you know, go on there all the time. It's like that always on mindset. And if you don't have a healthy relationship with the app, like any form of technology, it's all about the relationship that you have with it, then it can lead to that burnout and it can lead to that exhaustion and it can lead to the overwhelm and stress and anxiety. So I think it's all about making online dating work for you, because never before have we been more supported in our journey of finding love and dating. So let's use the tools that are available and make it work for you. I think many people can get stuck in the online chatter, but if you can use it as a tool to meet people in real life as quickly as possible and meet for coffee dates, then you make it work for you, and then you get to meet more people in real life and just avoid getting lost into that kind of pen pal territory where you're chatting for weeks, you're actually investing energy and time in someone you've never met, and then you could go on one date and maybe they ghost you, or maybe they never want to actually meet up for a date because they just want the pen pal.
Because that's, I mean, for anyone who's like practicing emotional avoidance, then that is the perfect place to hang out, is online, and never take it offline. So take it offline as soon as possible.
Take it offline as quickly as you can and have a bit of a chat. Obviously, you want to build up some rapport with somebody and make sure that you want to actually meet up with them. Yeah. You know, the purpose of...
Strike a balance. Just have a bit of a chat.
Have a little bit of a chat. You know, get a bit of a vibe from them.
I like your face. Let's go for a drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you know, build up a bit of a rapport with them and have a bit of a chat. But just don't let it get too far into that pen pal territory. So you might exchange maybe a few messages, and maybe you would suggest meeting up for a coffee. And you know, if somebody's just wanting the online chat and they don't want to meet in real life, you'll notice that they start to disappear on you and they stop replying, or maybe their replies are more delayed than usual, which is great because it's like a filtering process. Yeah. Then you're only then finding the people who actually want to meet in real life, they're committed to dating and they actually want to find a relationship. And if you want that too, then that is the way to find these people. And, you know, really be firm in your boundaries. Don't be lured into the weeks and weeks of chatter with no kind of commitment from them to meet up.
Because that you can really, I've heard it so many times, of people really starting to feel like they're in the beginning of something and they still haven't met them. And then it go, you know, you go from the app onto WhatsApp and now they're like become like a person in your life, a romantic interest. You just haven't met them yet. And then either you meet them and they just, you know, it's just doesn't match up to what you had created, what fantasy you'd created, or you get them not wanting to meet up.
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, ghosting you.
I had a client who was telling me about how she had done exactly that. You know, it was the online app that they met through, and then it was the WhatsApp chat. And then it was like every day a check-in, like a boyfriend. Every day checking in. How are you? How's your day? What did you eat for lunch? You know, that stuff. And then when they met in person, it didn't quite match up, which is fine if you hadn't invested all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just, you can see this path to disappointment if you're using it in that way.
Yeah.
And I think it's no wonder that people are feeling really burnt out by it. There was actually some research that I found recently. A study had been done into dating burnout and anxiety, and it showed that 52% of women were really experiencing this at the moment. And I think it's only going to grow and grow. Because people think that it's a numbers game, I think they can push themselves too hard. So no wonder they're feeling burnt out, because they're actually maybe going on too many dates, or maybe they're on the apps for too long. So I think once you build the boundaries around the apps, make it work for you, I think you're much more likely to enjoy the experience and use it as a really valuable tool to help you to meet people.
Oh my God, exactly. I mean, this is what, for me, number one, for me, it was recognizing that that was not the only way to meet people. So take the pressure off. It's not like that's it. The only way you're going to meet someone is online. But equally, it's a really valuable tool, like you're saying. So I also made sure that as I got into online dating, I was also saying yes to invitations to go to things that normally I might have been like, oh God, I don't think I'd rather stay in and watch Netflix. It's like, no, go out to this thing where you don't know many people, because that's one opportunity. You know, try new things. I said to friends of mine who, you know, there was always people when you're single who are like, oh, you know, I should set you up with so-and-so. So-and-so's got a really nice cousin, he's single. Say to them, okay, set me up. I don't need to see their picture on Facebook. I don't need to try and figure out whether I fancy them or not before I've met them. Set me up on a date, do it. And then it means also you're not so alone in it. And your friends are now, because actually then some people are like, God, it was a bit nerve-wracking to ask him if he wanted to go out on a date with one of my friends. And I'm like, good. I'm glad you're experiencing it as well.
Share the load.
Yeah, exactly, share the load. But also, for me, then online dating, I had always felt like, oh my God, you know, put so much pressure on these people that I was going to meet, and was I going to meet the one? And when I took that pressure off and was just like, do you know what? I actually need to practice dating. So I don't even care if I fancy the person. I certainly don't care if this is going to be the one I end up with. I need to practice dating. And as soon as I did that and I recognized, do you know what? I'm going to use this to just meet, literally, I didn't even matter. Like later on, I was like, I want to meet good quality guys. But when I was first starting, I just want to go on some dates to practice. And so suddenly it was just an opportunity to go on those dates. So I didn't chat for ages. I'd have a bit of a, you know, chat and then go, shall we go for coffee? And that was it. And so suddenly I realized, it's my whole perspective on it. As soon as I realized I could just use it to meet people and practice dating, it just became a lot more lighthearted. And I also realized, you know, we're all in this together. You know, it's hard for all of us to write our profile and to be, you know, sort of connecting with people on there. And do you poke them? I don't know what we do on different apps anymore. Are you swiping them?
There's equivalent of a poke, yeah.
No one's poking on online dating. Fine.
You can wink on some of them.
But yeah, I think it was just really putting it into a sort of fresh perspective and recognizing, like you say, just as one tool, but also recognizing that there were also other ways that I could meet people. Yeah, and I think also I felt like I had such a stigma attached to online dating. I saw it as just like, oh God, bunch of losers on there that can't find a date. And I didn't want to be part of that. So when I really started challenging that narrative, and recognizing how like beautifully vulnerable these people were being and saying, yeah, I do want a relationship. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And I was just like, suddenly realized that, yeah, okay, let's jump in there with them. And yeah, it changed everything. I actually genuinely enjoyed some of the dates I went on and the people that I met through online dating. And I never thought I'd be able to say that.
Amazing. And yeah, as you say, you know, it's not the only tool. It's an amazing tool to meet people that you wouldn't have otherwise met, but it's not the only tool to have fun recruiting your friends as matchmakers and saying yes. a lesson from our online course, Get Ready for Love, is to do things that you'd love to do anyway, particularly on a maybe third, fourth date when you're starting to get to know someone. And then if it doesn't go anywhere, you've had fun. You wanted to go to that printmaking class, or you wanted to go. It always comes up, printmaking. Like, you wanted to go on that walk through the park. And remember to just wrap the whole experience with love. So from the way that you talk to yourself when you're online dating or on your way to a date, during a date, speaking to yourself with love and support and encouragement. And also have fun designing a dating ritual that really support you. So do something that's really fun for you beforehand or on the day of a date. Or if you're online dating, just avoid using the apps in those dead zone times that are like in a queue for the bank or like on a busy train home from work where you're feeling maybe a bit exhausted and stressed out. And online dating is like another thing on a, you know, very packed full to-do list. Think about ways that you can really treat it with love and respect. So rather than doing it on a packed tube, for example, or a busy train, come home, maybe have a shower and get rid of the stresses of the day, and then light a candle, light a scented candle, get out your phone, fire out your dating app where you're feeling good, you're feeling relaxed, you're feeling in a positive headspace, and then just see if that makes a difference to who you then attract in. Maybe if you're putting out your good vibes, then you're being open to receiving those same good vibes from another person.
We could literally talk about this on and on and on, but we have plenty more episodes in this series, so do come back for more.
You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.